Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Applause Radio Show. I'm John Nericchio, and with Joanne Barton, and tonight we have Michael Z. Stern, author of I Had a Ball, his friendship with Lucille Ball. And I don't know about you guys, but I grew up with I Love Lucy. I think it was on Channel 5 in New York, where I grew up. And we used to watch the reruns over and over and over again. And I think I knew every single episode by heart. And I also remember a movie that she made when they rented the trailer and they were going on vacation or something.
Oh, that was funny.
And until this day, I always remember, trailer breaks first. So maybe Michael can shed some light on that movie. That was a great movie.
Right, Michael?
Oh, not only do I remember it, there was a big screening in Beverly Hills this last Saturday night, and I saw it for the very first time on a big, giant screen.
Oh, cool.
And it was so
wow.
Watching it with 400 other people just laughing.
Was it originally in color? That's probably 60s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 60s,
yeah,
right?
It was color.
Yeah.
And that was the big deal. It was like seeing Lucy and Ricky, even though they weren't playing Lucy and Ricky, but they sort of were playing Lucy and Ricky in color.
Right. Well, one of my favorite movies of hers actually is Yours, Mine, and Ours with Henry Fonda. That was the best movie. I loved it.
And that is my all-time favorite movie.
Me
too. I talk about it all the time.
That's why we're friends, Michael.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, anyway, as John said, we've got Michael Stern, my friend. He's the author of I Had a Ball, My Friendship with Lucille Ball, and the book is on Amazon. And basically, Michael was like Lucy's best friend, and I want to know how you guys became friends and just what was that like for you? I mean, you even got a seal of approval from Lucy and Desi Jr. on that, right? I mean,
In the book, right.
Yeah,
they did
of course.
Authorize. It's the only book authorized by Lucy and Desi together.
Wow.
Because it's just a nice, nice book.
Right.
And you could also get it on my website, thelucyfan.com.
I was going to say that as well. You're hailed as the number one Lucy fan in the country. Is this true?
That's what she called me. You know.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yes, it's by Lucille Ball herself. And
then it's true.
I was on a TV show with her called America Alive. I was like 16, 17 years old. And it's almost like The View is today or Kelly and Ryan.
Right.
And it was hosted by Art Linkletter's son, Jack.
Oh, God. That's really old.
Lucille Ball was the guest for the hour, and I was sitting in the studio audience, and she said, and this is Mike. He is my number one fan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have it on tape forever.
Wow. So how did you guys actually meet? Give us up with that.
I'll give you a 2-minute story that will probably take me 5 minutes to tell you.
All right, give us the Reader's Digest version.
All right. And you can shut me up at any time, you know?
No, I'm loving this, Michael, please.
Good. I saw Yours, Mine, and Ours in the theater and loved it. It was it was the first movie my parents said I sat through the entire movie without getting up 100 times in my seat.
Wow.
So that was something. And I made them take me again within a week to see it again.
Yeah, it was great.
That was in Canada, where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came to America, and you watched I Love Lucy on Channel 5, but in Los Angeles, it was on Channel 11.
Okay.
And I started watching this show that was so funny, but I didn't realize at my young age that this lady, Lucy Ricardo, was the same lady, Helen Beardsley, in Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Oh, isn't that funny,
Once I realized it, thanks to my aunt, I was hooked on Lucille Ball forever.
It's hard not to get hooked on Lucy, it really is.
Exactly, you know, I totally agree with you. And I lived in a very quiet neighborhood, not Beverly Hills, nothing richy about it.
Right.
My neighbor's mother's boss. So you get it? My
neighbor's mother's boss. Yeah.
Worked on the Lucy show.
Oh, there you go. I was going to ask you, how did you, get in there,
So I got tickets. You had to be 12 years old. I was 10 and a half. I lied. Yes, I lied. I went to see it on October 28th, 1971. Mm-hmm. So you could do the math.
Yeah.
Yeah, start doing the math.
Yeah.
And I got to see Lucy in person for the first time. Didn't get to meet her, but I was able to get tickets a couple more times.
Right.
And Lucille Ball's mother used to go every week to watch the filming of her daughter.
Nice.
You know. So I went to Lucille Ball's mother before the show started and said I was a big fan, and I brought her my scrapbook of photos of Lucy.
Right.
And she said, how would you like to
be? Her mom's name is Desiree?
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee, okay.
So she said, how would you like to meet Lucy after the show?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So after the show, she took me backstage, and I was with my mom that day. And I'll never forget it. And I appreciate this story years later more than I did that day. My mom said, Michael, go by yourself to meet Lucy. She knew how special this one time would be.
Right.
And she didn't want to rain. What's the expression? Just, she didn't want to step
take
up
take away
my,
your moment. She
yeah, take away my
moment.
Moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And to meet Lucille Ball, you would think anybody would want to meet Lucille Ball. I mean, I mean, she was the queen.
Right.
But she let me do it, and I was 12 years old, and I got to go backstage. She signed an autograph for me, gave me a kiss on the cheek, and she went through my scrapbook, and a few minutes later, I was out. You know, I was like,
get this kid out of here.
Years later, my mom got to meet Lucy. My parents both got to meet Lucy afterwards, but years later. But isn't that special, like a mom, to do that?
Yeah, you know? That's really nice. That's really well. Listen, folks, we're talking to Michael Stern. He's the author of I Had a Ball, My Friendship with Lucille Ball. You can give him a call at 646-478-0999 if you want to talk to him. He's got so many stories to tell, and he may have to run. He's got a red carpet event to head to, but we're going to try.
I'm going to be with Barbara Eden tonight from iTunes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Ask her if she wants to be on my show. I'd love to have her.
You're already dropping me for Barbara Eden. Fine.
Which episode? The country dance. It was one of the last ones.
And Barbara Eden tells great stories about being on I Love Lucy. This is like one of her first acting jobs, and how this lady had to be almost like a Marilyn Monroe type character.
Right, right.
And the dress wasn't right, and Lucy made it more sparkly, more diamond to make the character better.
Yeah,
instead of like taking it away from like, "Ooh, you're too good. You're gonna upstage me." No, Lucy knew the character.
She let her shine. Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Wow. Well, I could picture Lucy doing that. I mean, I don't know her personally, but just based on interviews I've seen. Of course, her shows, we all feel like we know and love her, and I could picture her doing that. I really could.
And it's to make the show better.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Mike. All right, why did you spend so much time with her and not her own kids? I mean, because you were with
her. Oh, she did spend time with her kids.
No, no, I mean, as you got older, because it seems like you spent a lot of time with her.
I did spend a lot of time with her.
So did you consider yourself, like, did Desi and Lucy consider you brother to them?
You know what? I knew them a little bit during that time.
Right.
Because I was younger than them.
Right, I was going to say they were older
than them. But Lucy Arnaz was out doing her shows in the East Coast, and she was getting her new life together, and Desi Jr. was living all over the country. So when you think, I would talk to Desi. I remember one time, oh, my gosh, this goes way back. Lucille Ball called me at, I want to say, 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I was working at the May Company, which is a department store like a Macy's at the time, in the linen department. And she said, I need to decorate Desi's apartment. And it was like, okay, it's 5:45 in the morning, but I'm up, you know.
Yeah.
And so Desi gets on the phone, he goes, did my mom wake you up too? I go, yeah. She does that when she has something on her brain. you know. So, but you know, I would talk to them, but we weren't close until
close.
Honestly,
later,
after
later.
Her mother passed away.
Right. Are you still pretty close with them? Or?
I talk to Lucy constantly, or text, or email, or
how they doing? Are they good?
They're doing phenomenal.
Great.
Not only that, Lucy Arnaz just became a 2-time grandmother.
Wow.
In the last 45 days, 30
wow.
days.
She
wow.
She still have those gorgeous long legs.
Oh, she sure does. And she can sing. She dances.
Yeah, she was very talented.
Yeah, she does a nightclub act. And I think she was on the East Coast.
Well, she was at one time. I don't know about recently, but I remember she used to, when she was doing her show years ago. You know,
I mean, literally in the last 3 weeks, I think she was in P-Town.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. Was that Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Provincetown, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she was there. She's going to be in New York coming up really soon.
Cool.
You need to run and see her perform.
Well,
you'll leave the show going unbelievable.
Tell her if she wants to promote her show to give us a call. But anyway, let's move on. I don't want to keep asking you for people.
Yeah, I'm going to get Barbara Eden, Lucy Arnaz, anybody else?
You know, honestly, you know who I want to get? I want to get one of the Bradys so we could promote the show that they have on HGTV, which
I think one of them will be at the party that I'm at tonight.
And you're associated with the show as well, right?
You know, I'm not, but I am.
Well, tell us
okay.
about. Well, first of all, tell us folks what you do in this industry.
I'm the audience producer at the TV show called The Dr. Phil Show.
Oh, excellent.
He's starting his 18th season.
Uh-huh.
And my job with my staff is we bring 300 people every single day to the show. They sit in the audience. We make sure they have a good time, and we give them a little snack, and Dr. Phil does his thing, and they're entertained, and they have a great time.
Is that in
they
L.A.?
Learn something. Yep.
That's in L.A. Okay, it's in L.A.
And here's a good bonus point.
He
films it at Paramount Studios in Hollywood on the exact same stage where Lucille Ball and Des Arnaz first met.
Oh, what a thrill for you.
Wow.
I walk through the Lucille Ball building every single day to get to my office.
Damn, you were just meant to be, you know?
Yes.
That's amazing. Amazing. Let me ask you, what was your favorite show? I Love Lucy. Here's Lucy. I mean, you know, Here's Lucy is the one you saw in person, so I thought you might be a little more biased to that one.
I'm very biased on Here's Lucy. I love Here's Lucy. And that's almost like the Lucy that I knew.
Right.
I Love Lucy is a classic, hands
right.
down. You can't
It's the bomb. It's the bomb,
yeah.
I know.
What was
her favorite? Obviously, I Love Lucy.
Well, she always had a heart to I Love Lucy. I mean, no question. There was some magic there. But her second show, called The Lucy Show, won more Emmys than I Love Lucy.
Isn't that funny?
And then there was Here's Lucy.
Right.
And she was on for almost 23 straight years. I mean,
I know, she's amazing.
Yeah, she took off a little bit to do a Broadway show called Wildcat in, like, 1960.
Mm.
But she really was on for 23 straight years.
Mm, wow.
And always number one or the top five, top ten.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she was amazing. I mean, I just loved the show. It was just phenomenal. John, you have any questions? Because I could go on and on here.
Hi, John.
Well, yeah. Hi, Mike. My favorite episode of I Love Lucy was when she pretended to be Superman for the kids' party, and then George Reeves was real Superman.
God.
I love that one. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yes. And you know what? Here's the thing. You mentioned a show of Superman, I Love Lucy. I bet, Joanne, if you say a show, people listening to this right now, the first thing they do is they put a smile on their face.
Oh, I'm smiling the whole time we're talking.
Isn't that amazing how Lucy can do that?
Yeah, she always did.
Yeah, she's like everyone's next door neighbor. One of my favorites is Aunt Martha's old-fashioned salad dressing, where they sell and bottle Salter.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Or Vitamin and Benjamin. Or the grape something.
The grapes, yeah.
Yeah. Or when they're marches. You could go on and on and
on. I know.
There's not a dud. I mean, they're all classics.
All classics, yep. Every one of them makes you laugh.
Superman was great. I mean,
yeah.
He's Superman.
Exactly. Did she ever tell you why Vivian Vance and William Frawley didn't get along?
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
Whenever Lucille Ball talked about Vivian Vance and William Frawley, she always said nice things about both of them and that they liked each other.
Right.
However, we've heard things
differently.
Differently. When they were working together, they were both very professional, I heard.
I never
heard from anybody a bad thing on the set, like fights or anything like that. They were both professional.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know they had a problem on the show. You'd never know it. I mean, their acting was perfect. You know, you'd never know
it. Exactly. And you know what? They were playing that type of characters anyway, so it really worked out well.
Yeah.
Now, I heard after I Love Lucy, they were not best of friends, you know, as well.
Hmm.
It's rumor. But you know what? Fred and Ethel loved each other, you know.
Yeah.
We got to go that way.
Oh, God, it's so funny. And know what I find really ironic, too? Her full name was Lucille Desiree Ball, and they started Desi Lou Productions, and her husband was Desi.
I know.
But isn't that crazy? Lucille, Desiree, and then Desi.
And how many other Desirees and Desis do you know?
None. Those are the only Desis I know. I don't know any other Desis.
Yeah, I don't know any other Desis either.
So tell us your most memorable experience when you guys were hanging out. I mean, it must be a million of them.
There's a lot. But we used to play backgammon all the time. I mean, the way I played backgammon with her was, she always said, Michael, and this is when I was like 15, 16 years old, Michael, you could always be my number one fan, but you better get a job and stay in school. So I got a job, like I said, working at the May Company, and she came from her Beverly Hills to North Hollywood. And that's almost like you need a passport almost to get to North Hollywood.
Oh, really?
nothing against North Hollywood. But, you know, it's not the Beverly Hills.
Right.
And she came to make sure that I was working.
Mm.
And then she bought linens for me. But she always took a liking to me. But she said, Michael, do you play backgammon? I go, no. She said, you'll learn. So all my days off, I started going over to her house.
Mm.
And we were playing backgammon. And we always talked about what was in the news today. We never talked about Viv and William Frawley and Desi.
Right.
We always talked about what was in the news today. And I think
you talked as friends. You had gotten to the point where you weren't starstruck. You were friends.
We were friends. And I never realized how big of a star. I knew she was a star.
Right.
I never realized how big of a star she was until years later.
Right.
But I knew her as Lucille Morton, you know, her husband.
Yeah, Gary's.
That's who I knew her. You know, she wasn't dressed up as Lucille Ball when I was at her house. She was a person.
Exactly.
She was sometimes be in her bathrobe, you know, it's like.
Right.
And she almost looked like a Lucy Ricardo episode.
Right.
But, so, you know, we should talk about today.
Yeah, tell us some interesting tidbits in your book so we could get people to buy the book. And, I can't imagine.
We talk about her last series that she did, which she was always number one. But then after a dozen years, she did come back to TV.
Yeah.
In a show called Life with Lucy for a different network. It wasn't on CBS, her home, for, 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
She had Gail Gordon, who played Mr. Moody and Uncle Harry.
Yep.
So he was back, but he was already 80 years old.
He was old.
She had the same writers, that started with her on radio.
Right.
And went through the I Love Lucy, the Lucy Show, Here's Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, if it ain't broken,
yeah, exactly.
Don't fix it. Sorry.
I
said it backwards,
I know what you meant, though.
Yeah.
And it just the magic was gone because she was still doing funny
skits,
but people in the audience were thinking she was going to get hurt because now she's playing a grandma, a very hip grandma, but people were going, oh, my gosh, she's going to get hurt.
Right.
They'd rather turn the channel and watch her in I Love Lucy. And
did she have a lot of pain from all her stunts that she did? Because she obviously did them all herself. It was live.
Yeah, she did it all herself. And if she did, she never complained.
Wow.
But she loved. Here's the thing. And I'm going to mention Bill Cosby too. John Ritter, who I loved. You know,
he's a male version.
And he was on Life with Lucy and The Cosby Show within a matter of a couple weeks.
Wow.
Filming. And he said to me, he said, working with the queen of comedy and then the king of comedy at that time,
right,
was to get to the final product was two different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby liked to rehearse one time, maybe two. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. If Lucy had a scene, she would rehearse it 30, 40, 50 times to make it look like she's never done it before. That was the difference how they approached their comedy.
Right, right.
And John Ritter liked the Lucy style better. But if Lucy had in the script, say, you have to pick up a pencil. She wanted the pencil that was going to be used
to be
on the show in rehearsal.
Right.
Don't give me a straw that it's going to be a pencil later on.
Right, right.
She wanted to feel the weight, you know, of every item or the cup or the whatever, the teapot, whatever.
Right.
To make it so she knew the weight.
Right.
If she had to play the 1 week, she had to play the saxophone. And it was always, she always played badly. So she practiced for hours and hours. And when she wasn't in the seat, you could hear her playing the saxophone from way off stage.
Badly.
practicing to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So she rehearsed. And watching her rehearse was something I'll never forget. I mean, just here she is, like, working on that script and making it the best it can be.
Just amazing. I totally envy you, Michael. I just totally envy you. I really
well,
do.
Well, thank you. And yes,
I would trade places with you in a second.
And you what?
I would trade places with you in a second.
No.
Yeah, to meet Lucy? Oh, my God, and hang out with her and be her friend. And, I mean, hey, you've been touched by Lucy, and your life has been fantastic ever since.
And you just said something. It was like, and to be friends with Lucy. I was friends with the person.
Exactly.
And
not the celebrity.
I know a lot of people who will say, oh, I knew Lucy. Oh, my gosh, this episode. She's wearing the exact same dress that she wore in episode 87 and 132. And those earrings were different in that episode.
Oh,
but
God.
Those shoes. And I never did that. So I could watch the show with her.
Yeah, who the hell pays attention to that?
We used to watch I Love Lucy all the time. And
right.
Some people would know right away. Some not.
Hmm.
So, John, how are you?
Hey, Mike, I got another question for you. You worked at Maze, right? What was it like when you worked at Maze, right? What was it like when Lucy came in to buy linens? How was the reaction with the other people working there?
Well,
I mean, that's not an everyday
so funny
thing.
Because
first of all, you thought you were the shit. That's for sure.
Everyone knew that I knew her.
Right.
And I knew she was going to be coming in. So it's like, and I was
she's coming
in. I was on the third floor, and it was like, Michael. I mean, they would call me on the phone. Michael, she just came in the door. She's approaching the escalator. She is now going up the escalator. First of all, on the second floor. She has made it to the second floor. She's now on her way up to the third floor. When she got to me, I greeted her at the escalator, and she said, Michael, I'm very scared about being in this building because she was – I always forget what she had, but she always thought walls were, like, caving in on her. she was okay at her studio. She was okay at her home. Mm. But I think because of being Lucille Ball, everybody was, like, watching her.
Right,
now,
right.
People stayed their distance. I mean, I noticed, and I'm sure she did too, everybody stayed, like, 40 feet around her, like a big, giant circle, just watching.
Mm.
And I think that's the way she lived her life the last, you know, 40 years. Now, she says, I don't want to sign autographs for you or your friends or anything like that. She wanted to be a real person in the shop.
Right.
And her, she brought her friend named Mary Wicks, who is a great character actress.
Yeah, she was in a couple of
She was in I Love Lucy, the Lucy show. Here's
yeah.
Lucy.
Yeah.
She was the ballet teacher in I Love Lucy, that episode. She was in Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep, yep.
She was on, what's the show? And I worked on it, too, with Tom Bosley, Tracy Nelson. And he played a priest. It was a Father Dowling Mysteries.
Oh, okay. I'm trying
and
to
she
think.
She was also on that. But, so, great character actors. Superb. They came together. And a little girl about 8 years old came up to Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have guards or anything.
No,
no. And said, you know, Miss Ball, could I have an autograph? And Mary said, oh, she's not signing today. And Lucy said, who gave you that idea? Of course I'm signing.
Oh.
You know, she signed an autograph. You know,
yeah.
You know, of course she was. She was great with me.
Yeah. So the, this is a stupid question, but I could be wrong. But is there anyone still living from that time and era that she's basically has worked with? And, you know, all the people, well, I know Vivian Vance is dead. What's his name? Gordon is dead.
Yeah.
You know, Desi's dead, unfortunately.
Right.
You know. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Did
all the little Rickies are alive.
Well, oh, are they? Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that she gave birth to Desi the same day that she gave birth to little Ricky on the show.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
And more people watch. Wait, was
yeah, they said more people watched that episode than.
Yeah, than anything ever. I mean,
right,
just,
right.
Yeah.
Amazing. I know.
Yep. And more people watched that show than the inauguration of the president the next day.
Wow. Did she ever say to you that she regretted doing the William Morris ads?
No, not at all.
No, she was a heavy smoker, right? I mean,
right. I mean, she smoked.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
She smoked. I remember one time she was being honored, and you know, the nice thing is she was alive to be at to be honored.
Right.
You
right.
Know?
Of course.
And
wonderful.
She was being honored at the first annual TV Hall of Fame Awards,
and she won it, right? Yeah.
Well, it was presented to her along with Norman Lear and a few other people. I mean, it was the most exquisite night I've ever been to. It was like the Oscars of Oscars, you know, for television. And it was a high honor. But afterwards, about eight of us went to, including Lucy, to Chasen's, which was like the number one restaurant to go to.
Yeah, part of it, yeah.
And I remember Lucy smoking at my table. And it was like, if anybody else was smoking at my table, I would have caused all hell. You know, like,
you're not saying shit to her.
Exactly. Lucy, have a pipe. You know, it's like,
yeah.
It was such a beautiful night. And
yes,
she could smoke wherever she wanted.
Did she take you to a lot of her events? Or?
I went to a lot of them. I did go to a lot. Some, you know, it's funny because some of them I was, you know, 15, 16. I snuck into one of them, the Friars Club. She was the first female to be honored, and I just posted it on my Facebook. You could go to Michael Stern, and there's a lot of Michael Stern, so you got to find me. There's a picture of Lucy and myself on it on Facebook, or actually Lucy and Carol Burnett, who they were best of friends.
Oh, that's another one.
But that night, when she was being honored at the Friars Club, it was Jimmy Stewart and Sammy Davis Jr. and John Wayne and Jack Lemmon and
real actors, real actors.
Oh my, they were the actors of actors.
Real men.
Yeah.
Men. although some of them came out to be gay, but that just proves they were great actors.
Actually, I don't think so.
Well, that just proves that they're great actors, because Rock Hudson shocked the hell out of me.
Oh, he wasn't there, though.
No, no, I'm just saying. I mean, I
was John Wayne or...
I heard that he might have had a little thing. I don't know.
James Dean
did, and what's his name? A couple of them, you know, that you would never expect. But when I heard Rock Hudson, I'm gay, by the way, so it's not a big deal to me. But when I heard Rock Hudson was gay, I was like, oh my God, what an actor! Because I had no idea.
It was a different time.
Oh, I know exactly. But,
so, John, what else do you have to say?
Well, one question
so
I have,
quiet.
Michael. Do you know? Well, I let Joanne do all the talking because she's got the biggest mouth, right, Joanne?
Oh, thanks a lot.
She's great.
Thanks a lot. I'm just excited to talk to my friend Michael. That's all.
And Joanne, where can you buy my book?
On Amazon.
Or?
Your website.
Which is the LucyFan.com.
LucyFan.com and Amazon.com. And the name of the book is Michael Stearns is the author of I Had a Ball, My Friendship with Lucille Ball.
And, you know, the revised came out about a year and a half ago.
I want to ask you, so what did you revise? I mean, what could possibly be revised?
Well, a couple extra little stories, but here's the bonuses. The photos that could be in color are now in color.
Oh, great.
From My Love, Lucy, it's still black and white. But
yeah.
A few extra pictures are in color.
Mm-hmm.
But something else special to me, for some reason, I became friends with a lot of celebrity women. So Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady, back to your question of 25 minutes ago,
yeah,
became a second mom to me as well.
Yeah, she was one.
Wow.
She wrote the foreword 21 days before she passed away.
Wow.
21 days. And
I was shocked when she passed away because she looked great on Dancing with the Stars. You would never.
Oh my God. Well, I was with her.
You know,
I was at Dancing with the Stars. She's allowed to bring 8 guests every week when she was performing, and I was one of her 8 guests every week.
Wow.
I know. It was like so exciting.
Yeah.
But she wrote the nicest foreword. And then, of course, she didn't get to see it published because she passed away. But and then I have pictures of Carol Burnett. I see Carol Burnett all the time. I just heard from her a week ago.
Yeah, she's one of my biggest. Oh, at a comedy? Oh, my God.
So here I am, a fan. You know, I call myself a young fan, but I'm getting old. But a young fan who became friends with the Lucille Balls and the Carol Burnetts and the Florence Hendersons and the Betty White.
Right. And all because you were touched by Lucy.
Yes. It should be a show called Touched by an Angel.
You think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
No, but it's amazing how one person can change your life in so many ways.
And she did. And I think of her every single day.
Yeah.
Not a day that goes by that I don't think of her and going like, what would Lucy tell me? What would Lucy tell me?
Mm-hmm.
An important thing she told me, now my parents are both passed away as well, but if I ever had an issue, a problem like, Lucy, I'm having problems at school or I'm having problems at work, she would listen, but she said, did you talk to your parents yet? I go, no. She goes, okay, when you're home tonight, you'll talk to your parents. So she always knew her boundaries.
Right.
And her...
But she was still a mother figure.
Exactly. She was definitely a mother figure. Like, Michael, put on that jacket. Michael, Lucy, it's not that cold. Michael, put on that jacket. But Lucy, I'm going right from your front door to my car.
So you obviously knew Desi and Gary, right?
Which Desi?
Desi, the sad Desi.
Well, I met him a dozen times, but that was it. I knew Gary, and there's been a lot of stories about Gary. I liked Gary. Gary liked me.
I never heard anything bad other than he liked to drink. That's it. I mean, but I don't even know if that's true. I mean, it's the stuff I read. Who knows if it's
true? No, I like Gary, but Desi I met a few times, and... What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gentleman.
Yeah.
Just anyone who was ever with Lucy, they were great. I mean, it was like once you were a friend of Lucy's,
right.
You were a friend for life.
Right.
Yep. She held on to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lucy and Desi Sr. were best friends until he passed away.
Right.
They just couldn't live together. And they both remarried and had over 20-year marriages, both, you know,
right,
after.
Right. Well, I think they honestly still loved each other, but, you know, they just couldn't, like you said, live together. But
yeah,
I think
exactly.
Deep down, they always loved each other, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lucy always respected his opinions and would always ask, look, I can do this, I can do that, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Amazing. So, tell us something in the book that would be eye-catching or whatever to entice people to pick up the book for you.
That's a hard question. Just
a few tidbits.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that I could share right now, just how special she was to me.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's, the book is called I Had a Ball.
Yeah.
And really it's my life story.
Yeah,
as plain as it is, telling stories about me being in Hollywood. 90% of it is all Lucy.
Mm.
But it's not like there's so many books about Lucille Ball out there. I'm going to say 40.
Wow.
And I'm going to say 36 of them are people who never met Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we talked to Lucy's manicurist, barbers.
Right. People who didn't really know her as a person. They knew her as a
trash man.
Yeah.
No. And she was thinking this. It's like, first of all, you don't know what anybody else is ever thinking, you know, unless they say it out loud.
Right.
So you don't know what somebody's thinking. So these are what I was thinking, or if Lucy told me this, then I share the story.
Right.
And so you get to meet the real Lucille Ball from my point of view.
Right. Hmm.
And
do
that's
any,
where we stand.
Do any of the grandkids, the great-grandchildren, look like her?
Well, let's see. One of them is 30 days old, and one of them is probably 20 days old.
Oh, forget it then.
Yeah, so I
can't
don't know.
Yet.
I don't know. I know Lucy Arnaz and Desi Jr. definitely look like the father. Desi.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the grand, and well, even the grand, I mean, Lucy's daughter looks like an Arnaz.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, they all have that Arnaz looking look.
Where'd she come up with the name Diane Belmont? Like, where did she get that?
Good question. It's from the Belmont racetrack back east, and she never used it. She used it, but never used it. For more than a split second, she was never an actress with it, but she thought she would come to Hollywood as Diane Belmont.
Right.
But no, she was Lucille Ball.
Yeah, dyed her hair blonde. Dyed her hair blonde and changed her name to Diane Belmont. Isn't that funny?
Yep, but just for a split second.
And was she really in the school with Bette Davis? Is that true?
That's what I understand, yes.
Yeah.
And she was like, Bette Davis was like the star pupil.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, the teacher wrote a letter to Lucille Ball's mother saying, "You're wasting her time. She's not an actress. You know, like move on."
Oh, that's kind of the role she played in I Love Lucy. You know, trying to always get into something, and she couldn't. And I remember the one with the. Oh, God, they were at the Tropicana, and Ricky was singing this song, and the Indian girl was supposed to sing. And she turns around, little Ricky, and the papoose, it's so funny. Oh, I remember that was hysterical. And he's always like, what the hell?
They're funny shows.
Yeah.
So you could still talk to me. I would love to talk to people. I don't know if anyone's called in or not.
Yeah, let's see. Anybody want to talk to Michael?
I'm going to be in my car, so that sounds bad. I apologize to all the listeners. I'm going to a red carpet event right now, which is which in Hollywood is 20 miles away, but it'll probably take me 3 days to get there.
Right.
But it's exciting. And
what is the event for?
You know, all I know is for Barbara Eden.
Oh, it's for her.
Talk about a last-minute invite.
Yeah.
I got invited at 4 o'clock today, Pacific time.
Nice.
It starts in 2 hours, but I'm ready.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll go anywhere for a party.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to talk to Michael Stern, give us a call. We're at 646-478-0999. I'm sure you have some great memories of Lucy yourself.
And if I'm like Lucy Ricardo, it's like, and do it now. Call me now.
Right. Oh, that's so funny.
Hey,
well,
Joanne.
I guess the phone is not ringing off the hook.
Yes, John.
Joanne, well, I just wanted to tell Mike that a lot of people stream this later on, and they listen to the podcast, you know, at their own leisure. And I've noticed that you know, our call is they don't call because they're doing something now, or they're working, or they're getting home from work, and they just listen to it, you know, after the fact. Like I listen to a lot of shows afterwards, or you know, put it in my iPod, and I go to work listening to the thing. So don't be discouraged that no one called because they're going to be listening to it later. And I also found out that we are now in Italy, Japan, was it New Zealand, and all over the United States. So there's people all over the place listening to it at different time zones.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. But we always post that we had a great show, which we always do. And we tell people that they could go to the website. It's okay. And we tell people that they could go to our website and listen back to the show on demand. And they do. So,
oh, fabulous. Okay.
Yeah.
So those who are hearing it live, I was going to make a joke and I can't think of anything.
Exactly. Oh,
so God. Are you still able to hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Good.
I'm
good.
Just... What?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. But, John, you saw yours, mine, and ours, didn't you? The original with Lucy.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah,
yes, absolutely.
That was,
one of my favorite ones. That's
one of my favorite movies of all time. Forget it.
Yeah.
I have probably seen it. No, I mean, you know how everyone says, oh, I've seen it a million times. I bet you, without a joke, 200 times.
Wow.
And
I love
last year, I got to host in Palm Springs the 50th anniversary showing of Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Cool.
And I had Morgan Brittany.
Oh, wow.
Who played one of the daughters in the movie, but she was also on Dallas.
And Falcon Crest.
No, not Falcon Crest.
Oh, I thought she was on Falcon's Crest.
No, I don't think so.
You would know.
She was on Dallas, but she was one of my favorite people of all time. Dallas, I only have like 5 or 6 shows that I love of all time.
Yeah.
And two of them was like Dallas is my number one show.
Oh.
Outside of Lucy, Dallas was my favorite show, and also Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, I like that show too. Yeah.
Who I'm going to be with this weekend, by the way, but I'm not name dropping.
No, not at all.
No. But I was with Morgan Brittany, and
oh, I'm thinking Morgan Fairchild. Oh, sorry.
Morgan Fairchild, yeah.
Sorry,
no,
that's who I was
Morgan
thinking
Brittany.
Of. So she was actually one of the kids in the movie?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep, and she went by a different name at that time, and don't ask me the name, what her real name is.
Right.
But she goes as Morgan Brittany.
Yeah.
And she also played in 2 different TV movies 30 years ago. Oh, my gosh, I had it on the tip of my tongue. From Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara.
Oh.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's such a nice woman. And I got to sit next to her during the movie, and we were rude. We talked throughout the entire movie, and she was telling me stories and this and that. And Lucille Ball, she said, not only were there 18 kids in the movie that she had to deal with, but she also had to deal with 18 mothers.
Yeah.
Just that set alone, that set alone had, you know, 36
people that Lucille Ball wasn't really easy to work with, you know, that part.
Yeah.
But what a classic. It's
definitely
a classic.
The best movie. I know when I'd be, like, flicking around the channels and that would pop up, my heart would just melt. I'm like, oh. And I'd be glued to the TV, and I you know, made sure I watched the whole thing because it's just a fantastic movie.
It is.
I know.
I'm excited about it.
Me too. I love it. I love it.
Yay. So that's my book. That's my book. It's called I Had a Ball. My Friendship with Lucille Ball. It's a really nice, nice book. There's no dirt. If you're looking for dirt,
you are not going to find it.
You're not going to find it. And somebody once said, before I had published the book, you know, the first time around, no one's going to buy your book.
Oh,
well, is that the I Love Lucy theme?
I don't know.
Oh, no, no. Who knows?
There's been over 20,000 people that have bought my book or downloaded it.
Good.
Yeah, it's you know what? People do want to read nice things.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to read dirt, then there's magazines out there for that.
When's the next time you'll be on the East Coast? I know you were here for Kelly Ryan.
Yeah.
I saw you.
Well, it's funny. I'm there every June because I get to work the Tony Awards every year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh. It's the one of my 3-4 favorite nights of the year.
Nice.
And then we're invited to the parties.
Yeah, of course.
But I always visit Kelly and Ryan. And I'm also going to be in an area that you may not hear me for about 5 seconds. But
Kelly and Ryan.
Kelly and Ryan I go to all the time. I went to The View this year. Which I've gone to a few times, but Kelly and Ryan, they're so good to the studio audience.
Right. I think we lost him for 2 seconds.
Best.
There he is.
And then, they're the best. And then I also went to, in Connecticut, the People's Court.
Oh, I love that show. I know it's crazy, but I love it.
You know what? You should come with me. I know. You should come with me.
I was going to say, when you're here and whenever you come out, call me. I'd love to hang out with you. We'd have a great time.
I'll be there in June of next year.
Well, if I'm still kicking, I'm with you.
Me too. Me too. I hear you.
I'd be more than happy to go.
Good.
Even if we don't do that, I'd just love to get together and say hello.
Who's going to buy the drink?
I'd be more than happy to buy drinks, Michael. Stop it.
Drinks? Oh, more
Is
than
Is that
one.
What you said?
Yes.
Of
absolutely.
Course, more than one.
All right.
I'd be more than happy to buy the drink.
I like you. Now, what about John? Is he buying me a drink as well?
John?
As long as you bring, if you bring Barbara Eden, I will.
Oh, okay. You got it.
Uh-oh. We got a Barbara Eden fan.
Yeah,
oh, tell
she'll
us,
be in the bottle.
Tell us what you did. Tell us what you're working on with the Bradys on HGTV. I don't know if folks know.
I'm not working on it, but because I was friends with Florence Henderson.
Right.
And I'm friends with Susan Olsen, who plays Cindy Brady.
I know Cindy.
Who I should be seeing in the next 12 minutes. Well.
Excellent.
Allegedly, if she's there tonight, I'm not sure.
Mm.
I was invited as one of the 60 guests for the unveiling of the house. The reveal.
Gotcha.
Which
right.
will air. The first episode airs September 9th,
mm-hmm.
and then I think it's a 4 or 5 week run. That's all
right.
it is.
Right.
They reconstruct the fake house, the house that you think is the interior
right.
of the house, into what it looks like on TV.
Right.
So I got to walk through the house, and it honestly looks like the set, you know, that
right.
they saw at Paramount Studios.
Yeah.
And I took lots of photos. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure.
I don't have pictures of my family, but I have 200 pictures of the TV set and the fireplace on the Brady's house, which I'm not allowed to post yet.
Yeah, right, because it's got to air first.
Right. They did interview me, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be on. I would think I would be on the last episode, the reveal.
Right.
But I could be on the cutting room floor.
Right.
As I'm used to it.
Right.
but we'll see. We will
right.
see. And with everybody else. But
right.
it's one of the highlights of my life, and I have a lot. You know what? I pinch myself.
You do lucky. Have a lot. That's what I say. I envy you. Totally.
I went to out for dinner about a month ago at a restaurant to see
mm.
some performers performing at like a nightclub act.
Right.
You know, it's called Vitello's in Studio City,
mm.
California, which is where allegedly Robert Blake allegedly
met the girl that he shot.
Yes.
Allegedly. That was the bar they were at allegedly before
yeah,
he allegedly.
It was a restaurant dash nightclub. And so I was there.
Yeah.
And the check-in time was like at 6 p.m.
Mm.
And there's about 10 people waiting in line to get their tickets that they prepaid, like me.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, Mike Lookinland from the
oh,
Brady Bunch.
Yeah, Bobby, yeah.
Bobby, very good, comes out. And he sees me. He goes, "What are you doing here?" I go, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I'm having dinner with all the Bradys. We were working tonight."
I saw your
I go,
picture. Yep.
Yeah, I go, "Wait a minute. You're all here, all six of you?"
Mm.
Because the Brady Bunch is everyone's favorite show.
Yeah, of course.
Except for John. But whatever.
Oh, no. I like it. I like the Brady Bunch.
Okay, fine.
Oh, he's just picking on you, John, all night tonight.
So Susan Olsen promised me that she would get a photo of all six of us together.
Right.
I've had individual pictures with me and everyone else.
Yeah.
But I wanted all six. And we thought we were going to do it the day of the reveal of the house. It just didn't work out.
I'm sorry.
So I was at Toast, and they were all there, and I said to Susan, "Hello, tonight's the night." She goes, "For what?" I go, "What you promised me?" She goes, "Aha, yes it is." So she introduces me to everyone else. Some I've met once, some twice, some a dozen times. Some people don't remember me at all. But she said, "Let's take a photo." And she introduced me as, you know, he was friends with Lucy, worked with Lucy. I promised him a group shot picture. Can we all do it?
Mm.
And five out of six were very pleasant about it.
Yeah.
One of them didn't say no, but sort of gave a face like, really?
Mm.
But that person did it. But I was like, you know, I can see your face. I see that you're not smiling, but.
Now, was Eve there? Because Eve kind of like.
They were all there.
Eve
all
too. Wow. Because she kind
all
of dropped, you know, she didn't want to be typecast, so she.
But you know what? They're not.
Away.
They're not playing. They're not playing. Cindy
no, they're,
and
Bobby. They're themselves, right?
They're playing themselves, and that's different.
Right.
They're talking about the Brady Bunch.
Right. I can't wait
playing,
to see it.
They're not playing the character. Me too.
Yeah, I can't wait
Me
to see
too.
It. If no one knows what we're talking about, HGTV, Home and Garden TV, where they do all the remodels and everything, the Brady kids are getting together to do a makeover on the house that we all know and love that they grew up in. And it's really going to be a great show. I mean, I
and
love
it. The house now looks like inside 1969.
Wow.
The show is 50 years old this month.
Everything's 50 years old this year.
I know. Including John.
You keep picking on me, Michael.
He's not going to buy you any drinks, Michael. Now watch me.
Oh, I'm going to bring Barbara Eden with me that night.
I have a story to share about. Go ahead, John.
I settle for Cagney and Lacey if you could bring one of them.
Yes. You know, it's funny. Sharon Glass,
yeah.
who played Cagney.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
I always got confused.
No, Cagney was wrong. Sharon Glass.
I was in Palm Springs. I'm name dropping again. But
exactly.
I was in Palm Springs.
No, you're not.
I was in Palm Springs at it's called the Purple Room, and it's also a nightclub. and an actress named Carol Cook, who's 95 years old, was performing, and Lucille Ball discovered her.
Wow.
And so she can sing. She's been in movies and 16 Candles and The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Oh, that's another one of my favorites. Oh, my God, I haven't seen that in over 40 years.
Yeah, you and I will get along swimmingly well. But,
no pun intended.
And I went, that's right. And Lucy and I, we went together, and Sharon Gleff was sitting in the audience. And turns out she's really good friends with Carol Cook, which I never knew. But I went up to her because I like to get celebrity photos. Some people collect stamps. Some people collect mugs. I collect celebrity photos.
Well, as long as you're not collecting heads. As long as you're not collecting heads, it's legal.
And I went up to her. I said, "Miss Glass, I'm a big fan. I've met you once before." She goes, "I know who you are. I follow you on Facebook."
Oh, that's so funny.
Wow.
So, and now, next this weekend, there's an event in Hollywood. They're honoring the show Queer as Folk.
Oh, cool.
And I was invited to go to that, and she's going to be there.
Nice.
So I'm going to see her again next week.
Well, I have a little story to share about Susan Olsen. I doubt she remembers this, but we actually hung out one night. We weren't personal, but, where we were hanging tightly, but we were hanging out in the same event, and the alcohol was free.
Where was it?
In New York. It was in New York on the cruise. And the alcohol was free and it was cheap. So the funny thing was, everybody got wasted because it was cheap alcohol. It wasn't alcohol. It was cheap wine. And so Cindy wound up getting a little tipsy. So for like...
Susan.
Yeah.
Susan.
Oh, well, did I say Cindy? Well, the reason I say it's true. The reason I say Cindy is because... The joke was that every time we would get wasted after that for like 6 months, we'd be like, "Man, am I Cindy'd? I'm all Cindy'd out. I'm all Cindy'd out." But
that's
it was
very funny.
Yeah, it was Barry, it was Anne, and it was Susan that night. It was very nice. Very nice evening. Very
wow.
nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So I doubt she wouldn't remember me, but I mean, we're talking, oh my God, almost 25 years ago. But
she won't remember.
No, she won't remember, especially if she was Cindy'd. So, she was all Cindy'd out. So, and so was I. So, but
got it.
Anyway, anybody interested in Michael's book, you can find it on Amazon. It's I Had a Ball, My Friendship with Lucille Ball, and also at his website. Mike, tell us what the website is, hon.
The website is called thelucyfan.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sign the book there if anybody wants it signed.
Oh, very nice. I'll mention that on the on my post.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Of course.
And I've had such a great hour. It went so
Me
bad.
Me too. It's been always
John
fun.
Would
we
not
have
stop
a great
talking.
Time.
Yeah, John would not stop talking.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
you can't
Michael.
Shut him up. I can
I
never
I didn't
shut
get
him
a
up.
Word in.
No.
Did not get a word in.
I'm sorry, the LucyFan.com?
Yes.
Okay, I want to get that right.
And you can find a lot of photos with me and Lucy and other celebrities. And, do we have a second for another celebrity sighting?
Another shout-out?
Do we have another second?
Go ahead.
A second?
Yes, we got 1 minute left.
Okay. Oh, then you know what? We'll save it for part two.
Okay.
Remind me to talk about Barbara Streisand.
Oh, boy. You're going to leave us hanging, huh?
I'm going to leave you with Barbara Streisand.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
We're coming to the end of the show, and I want to thank Michael Stern for being on with us tonight, and we really appreciate him coming on and the great stories. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, Michael, thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
It
it's
was
a pleasure
fast
being,
1 hour. Thank you.
Yes, and it's a pleasure being a friend with you, and like I said, when you're out in the East Coast, definitely hit me up. I'd love to see you, and we have so much in common. You really have no idea.
You got to take care and goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Bye. Take care, hon. Bye-bye. Have fun
goodbye.
Tonight. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody, and we'll see you.
Hopefully we have the zombies next week.
Excellent. Take care. Good night, guys.
All right, John. Goodbye.